Welcome to this episode of 60 Second Retail, a BDO podcast keeping you in the know on events and trends in the retail and consumer products industry impacting your bottom line in just a few short minutes.
Hello, my name is Natalie Cutler. I'm the national leader of the Retail and Consumer Products Industry Group at BDO USA. And welcome back to our show. With us today is RJ Romano, Managing Director in our Management Consulting and Supply Chain Advisory Practice at BDO USA. RJ is joining us today to kick off a two-part mini-series on a trend that we've been tracking that is now really picking up steam, and that is the new retail return policy. I'm sure you've all seen it. In today's episode, we are going to examine the reverse logistic woes that are leading to some of the changes we're seeing when it comes to return policies. Welcome back, RJ.
Hi, Natalie. Thanks for having me again.
RJ, a lot of retailers are changing their return policy to become stricter. So you would think in a time like today when the consumer's wallet is pretty tight, that wouldn't be the case, but nevertheless, it is. And these return policies, whether they're the return period is being shortened, or they're actually adding a cost for the return, is this something that's here to stay and something that we expect to see in the long run, or is it just a temporary phenomenon?
Yeah, I would definitely say that this is more long term. The last busy season, retailers definitely took an effort to mess around with the pricing, mess around with different policies, just to kind of see and test the waters a bit. But this is something that we believe is going to be long-term moving forward. Traditionally, the reverse logistics system is not really designed to support the amount of volume of returns that we are seeing these days. We all know e-commerce is booming and continuing to rise. And in general, the amount of returns that are happening in the network or throughout the system is really giving retailers a little bit of a struggle to manage those costs and manage that reverse logistics network at an efficient pace that it makes sense for the retailer to eat a lot of that burden. And no longer does it make sense for them moving forward. And so this is definitely going to be a long-term problem and a long-term solution that retailers are going to be taking moving forward, for sure.
And while I can see why that makes a lot of sense, I mean, we came out of the COVID era where people used to buy 3, 4 things, 5 things to get a sense of the color, get a sense of their size, and then just return everything else. So I clearly get that there was consumers were taking somewhat advantage of that. But nevertheless, I mean, I think we're past that era of returns. And to be quite honest with you, as a consumer, I'm not truly a fan of this. And I've seen a lot of different ways that retailers are handling returns. And whether it's if you return within a 10-day window, there's no restocking fee or there's no return charge. But if you go between the 10 days and the 30 days, you pay for shipping, for the return shipping. I've seen just return shipping regardless. And some of them are quite hefty, the shipping charges. So it'll be interesting to see how overall the consumers are going to react to this. But, you know, what is prompting retailers to do this, understanding that this may hinder their revenue?
Yeah, just like many companies out there, interest rates and cost of goods is continuing to rise. Transportation costs are, astronomical from where they were just years ago. And so that isn't going to change. Transportation costs are going to continue to rise. And it's just a very expensive expense for retailers to get this product back to a distribution center and then look at it from a quality perspective and decide if they can actually restock it or if then they have to sell it to a third party retailer, et cetera. There's just a lot of touching of that product in that process. And ultimately, it erodes margins and it erodes revenue that the companies really need to try to take a look at. And this is an easy way for them to identify an expense that you know, like I mentioned, traditionally has been really costly for the company, but they've kind of absorbed it. And now I think they're kind of throwing up their hands and saying, we have to tackle this in some type of way, because the consumer is getting smart about the returns. They may be taking advantage of it a little bit in certain situations. And ultimately, there's only so much you can do to raise the cost of the actual item. And this is a back-end cost that they can apply later and help with offsetting some of those additional costs and improving the margins. So it you know, there's definitely a lot of different ways that retailers can leverage this new tactic moving forward. So yeah.
So I guess my next question would be, why now? But I think we kind of talked about, you know, with the growth of e-com, and I guess retailers are now struggling, or I don't want to say struggling, but it's challenging times to be a retailer today with everything that's going on. And you mentioned a couple of strategies that maybe retailers can use. Any, maybe one or two that come to mind that we can shed some light on?
Yeah, I think from the retailer perspective, you know, I think they obviously are really focused on customer service when it comes to e-commerce. And so the client experience is still a priority, but I think they're just trying to find that happy medium where there's some cost or some skin in the game for the consumer, excuse me, to return things and not overdo it per se. And so, you know, if there's, just like you said, there's layers or tiers to how quickly you return those items, and the condition of them, or, you know, having you take it to certain facilities and dropping it off, or providing your own packaging, those types of things. That they definitely use this last busy season to kind of figure out what worked, what was acceptable to consumers. And I think they're slowly kind of figuring out for their clientele and for their products what works. So there is a lot of different ways you can attack it, but ultimately we know transportation costs aren't going to drop anytime soon. Material costs aren't decreasing. So this isn't going to go away, and there's going to be some type of impact to the consumer moving forward for sure.
Great, thank you. So if I hear you correctly, it almost sounds like retailers should be educating the consumers right off from the start. You know, this is our return policy. Be aware, you should know this. And then really transferring some of the work, and I use that in air quotes, or the efforts maybe of the return, transferring that to consumers so they have to take it to, whether it's a shipping point or a return to a store, to help minimize some of the charges that the retailers would need to undertake.
Yeah, absolutely. I don't think they did a great job of that in this past busy season. I think they just mm-hmm. wanted to quietly see what would work, but I think the good retailers will definitely be hopefully a little bit more proactive in communicating what those future policies will be, because, you know, they will change here pretty quickly or have already changed, and hopefully you are possibly seeing those communications. But I think they're going to try to do that a little bit more than they did during the busy season, which was not very much at all.
Great. Thank you very much, RJ. And don't forget to tune into our next episode so you can keep your finger on the pulse of the retail industry. Have a great day.
And that concludes this episode of BDO's 60 Second Retail Podcast. Don't forget to tune in for the next episode. To find more information on our hosts, guests, BDO's services, or listen to previous episodes of 60 Second Retail, please visit www.bdo.com/60-second-retail.